Another episode of the Purple Project Podcast coming at you right now. Good morning, K-State Nation. How about the K-State Women's Golf Team, folks? Getting the job done out there yesterday in Tucson, Arizona. Eddie Greer, Purple Project Podcast, all things K-State sports out there in Manhattan, Kansas. What'd I say? Let's get right on business. What did I say yesterday on yesterday's episode? Finish the deal. Not only that, and what did I made a bold statement yesterday on this podcast saying K-State Women's Golf Team, they're the hottest thing on the campus right now. And finally, how about this team? The women's golf team sweeps the individual and team titles yesterday in Tucson, Arizona. I said K-State Women's Golf Team came in yesterday in the final round, a back one shot at team title. You had your number one, call it or not, pretty much in command. I didn't want to say it then. Pretty much in command was 4 under yesterday, right? But this by far right here, the best performance of this season. And K-State Women's Golf Team finishes off the deal and sweeps both the individual title and team titles yesterday. Very impressive yesterday there. Call it or not, leading the way to this big feat. And this is not the first time they've won something. Obviously, they dominate at Colbert Hills. We know, between the men's and women's golf team, they dominate Colbert Hills. And by the way, if you don't know Colbert Hills, folks, your new listeners out there, Colbert Hills golf course is in Manhattan, Kansas. So it's not here in Kansas City, Missouri. Not here in all this blizzard stuff right now as I'm recording this right now. Crazy-ass weather. But what was crazy, K-State Women's Golf Team went crazy yesterday there. K-State came into this in Invitational, of course, the top 30 ranking in the Women's College Golf, almost said baseball, college golf rankings, if you want to call it that. Turned in the best final round score among the 14 team field yesterday. And they're nipped and tucked with Arizona. Arizona upset Arizona, 18th ranking in the nation. And you beat TCU again. So, the women's golf team and the women's basketball team have something in common. Taking down TCU. And let's go and throw in the baseball team in there as well. We own TCU. Yeah, I'm going to say it here on the Purple Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. Yes, TCU, that other team that's in purple. But they belong to K-State women's golf team. Getting it done right there. The team took it really, K-State really took control from then on out there. Obviously, call or not, another individual title. Jennifer Tulane, her first year last year in Manhattan, really turned heads last year. 9-shot victory yesterday, 11 under par, 2-0-5, 7th collegiate win. And her 4th as a K-Stater. And now that is now 2nd all-time in K-State women's golf history. Afterwards, Stubert, the head coach of the K-State women's golf team, saying, quote, "Today was a really great day. Quote, we started out strong and kept the ground going, getting momentum as we went along. We knew that the teams around us were also playing well and the ladies held their composure in what were tricky conditions. I am delighted with the final round from Alinka Navarro and the fight back from Noah Van Beek, but it was an unbelievable day, unbelievable tournament by Carla to get her 7th college win there," end quote. K-State women's golf team, this was their first win in this tournament, in this collegiate, going back a few years, right, since 2002, and this does not help, getting over cold and then dealing with blizzard conditions here this morning as I'm recording this. K-State women's golf team, led by Carla Bernat. Bernat wins the individual title yesterday of the Mountain View Collegiate. And K-State, on top of it, let's go ahead and get the brooms out. Sweeps the team title as well. Good morning. Hope you guys staying safe out there. Whether it's Manhattan, Kansas City, the Midwest, random weather continues. Eddie Greer III, Pro Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. This is the win number 3 under Stubert since Stubert took over last year. So Stubert obviously came from a winning program in Tulane, brought Carla Bernat over here, or I should probably just say Carl probably followed. Well, I shouldn't say probably. Carl followed Coach Stuberg over here to Manhattan, Kansas, or there to Manhattan, Kansas. And she's been balling out on the golf course. Folks, Bernat mourned her 24th individual championship in school history. And speaking of Stuberg, gets number 5 yesterday with Stu Burke, third Wildcat to win the Mountain View Collegiate. First since Christine Butcher back in 2003. And Bernat, damn, 9-shot win. The largest margin in event history. That's putting them on them, girls. Let's just say like this. Put on them, boys. Even though, yes, it's a ladies tournament, I know. But being silly on the podcast, but she put it on them yesterday there. It's like I said, if Carl Bernat does what I think she's going to do, she always finished strong. No matter. And I said this repeatedly this week on the show. If you've been with me this week so far this podcast, I've repeatedly said on here, you got to finish. You have to finish. It don't matter. And especially these 3-4-day invitationals where you start off slow, a.k.a. Cooper Schultz. But Cooper Schultz has been starting off slow, but he's kind of perfect. He's a perfect example, actually, because he's been starting off slow, but as the rounds go on, you got to get stronger, stronger, stronger. It's not how you start, how you finish. Y'all heard that saying plenty of times before. So Bernat, again, no, she's started off slow this year in some of the meets this year, too. But again, if she gets going, remember, she made Nationals last. She made the NCAAs last year. Talking about Carla Bernat as well. But she could not have done this alone, right? She could not have done this alone. Coach Burke mentioned Alika Navarro. You got to get help from your core players, right? Navarro, for her final round yesterday, look at this. 3-under, par 69, plus 26. That's going to get it done. That's going to give you a team title right there. As well, Noah Van Beek also was in that little piece that Stuberg was chatting about. Back-to-back even pars was even on Monday and even yesterday there as well. The stellar freshman, Nanami Nakashima, moved up as well to 30th place there with a 10-over. Sophie Bird did not have the best invitational after what she did last week there, but 3-over par 75. She moved up a little bit as well to 51st there overall. Julia Barriesta Barrio also moved up in the leaderboard as well to 23rd for a tie for 23rd place anyways there as well. But now, you know, Stuberg, turn around. Next week, you got to go back out west. Oh, no. We're going to take a timeout real quick here on the Pearl Project Podcast. Welcome back to another edition of the Pearl Project Podcast. Eddie Greer III here, continuing on. Huge win for K-State Women's Golf, not only in the team title, but the individual title. Carla Bernat has done it again. Winner of the Mountain View Collegiate and Kansas State Women's Golf Team takes the team title away from Arizona and TCU. Eddie Greer III here for a couple more minutes. I wanted to finish real quick. Yeah, K-State, right back to work. So, pretty much, they're going to have that 24-hour rule. You got to go back to work next week, Monday and Tuesday. Yale Invitational West. It'll be held at La Quinta, California, there next week, Monday and Tuesday. So, that's what's next for K-State Women's Golf Team. I told you, I went on a limb saying, made a bold statement on here saying, Jasmine Halliburton, friend of the podcast, Jasmine Halliburton, who hosts Run It Back podcast, KCSN. She, and I was with you, K-State was basketball hottest team on campus. I'm going to trump you on that one. K-State women's golf, they're the hottest team on campus right now. So that's huge momentum there. And Carla Bernat, she is that girl right now for Kansas State University right now. Another individual title as well. And Stuberg gets win number 3 since taking over the reins in Manhattan on the women's golf side as well. Congratulations there on that front for Kansas State women's golf team as they take away the individual title and the team title. Well, Bernat was leading into the final round all she had to do was put the clamps down, and she did that and more in the K-State women's golf team. Everybody stepped up to the plate there. Were a couple of shots back of Arizona to start, and then they just pulled away from both them and TCU. And oh, by the way, yeah, Arizona, TCU, they're Big 12 opponents. If you not know that already, so that's triple the wins there as well. But Kansas State back to work next weekend as they go back to the state of California. The Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. You can get it wherever podcasts are found, free and available daily. We have a chance to record Kansas State content, folks. Conditions here, trying to survive these conditions out here, obviously. So if you're traveling to work or whatever, stay safe out there. No better than random ass Midwest weather. Blizzard and everything else like that. Rain, super high winds across the Midwest as well. So stay safe out there. So be smart. I need to be smart as well. So be smart. Use your heads, K-State Nation. And by the way, yes, tell a fellow friend or K-Stater about this podcast. And I think what I'm thinking about now, we'll be over there. I'm probably going to be over there later on this afternoon to get an episode up there to give an update what's going on, the latest on what's going on around K-State sports. Alex will probably join me later on in the week as well. Oh, by the way, Greer 3 Eddie's podcast. That is Greer 3 Eddie's podcast, GRIER, number 3, EDID, apostrophe S podcast for more bonus coverage there. We haven't been over there in a bit, so today might be a good time to do that over there. So there you go as well. K-State champions of the Mountain View Collegiate, Carla Brunner, another win on the individual side. Alex Aiden, Eddie Greer. This has been another episode of the Purple Project Podcast. Go Cats.